Welcome everybody, Shiur number 1031, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we started talking about last Shiur in reference to if somebody made a mistake, right? We finished the whole Rosh Hashanah issue and all that, but now during the week I made a mistake. I had an apple in front of me and I had a date in front of me and I had a pomegranate in front of me, for example, right? I'm going to eat it at the same time, so I have to make the bracha on the date. Right from the pasuk, we just real quickly to Chazaro, for the pasuk said two times eretz, but the Mishnah said the bottom line is what's the order in the pasuk? If I have in front of me an olive, a date, a grape, a fig, a pomegranate, let's say I have all that in front of me, so I have to make first a bracha on the olive. Says the Mishnah in Sif Katan Lamed Hay. Right, we spoke about this in the past, just reviewing, extremely important. First I make the bracha on the olive, next I make the bracha on the, because the olive is the first thing, and then I make the bracha on the date. Then I make the bracha. The olive, by the way, is the first one after the second eretz. That's very interesting. There's two times eretz. After the second eretz is the olive, but that's first. In the first time it says land eretz in the pasuk, you have the chita sa'ira, which those are first. But we're going to talk about it's not about eating flour. It's about eating a tafshel, a food that's made from flour. So that's a different story. But those are first. But after the second eretz, you have zaysim first. So be it as it may, the whole, when the dust settles, I don't want to make it too complicated. The order in seven, the Shivas Aminim, is if you're eating all of them at one time, right? Zaysim, first will come olives, then come dates, then come grapes, then come figs, then come rimon, the pomegranate. That's if you have them all at one time, or if you have two of them at one time. If you have, let's say, only olives and grapes, so I will make the bracha on the olive first. If I have only dates and pomegranate, if I have only, let's say, I have grapes and pomegranate, granites in front of me, I will make the bracha on the grape and then the pomegranate. You see, that's how it goes. If I have a fig in front of me and I have a fig, I have a date, a tamar in front of me, and I have a te'ena in front of me, I have tamar and te'ena, I'm going to be eating dates and figs, so I will make the bracha first on the date. And that would cover the fig. So that's how it comes into play. Let's say I have grapes, right, and figs in front of me, so I would make first the bracha on the grape. And have in mind, and even if I don't have in mind in this case, I would cover automatically the fig. So in other words, when I say not first, when I say make the bracha first, it means the only bracha, because they're all ha'eitz. All these things are ha'eitz. So again, that's the order: olives, dates, grapes, figs, and pomegranate. So if you have all those things or some of those things, that is the one that we mentioned first is what you make the bracha on, and that will cover the other items which come afterwards that are ha'eitz, and of course it'll also cover anything else. If I have an orange, an apple, a pear, or whatever also in front of me, so the bracha will also cover that. Okay, so that's what we spoke about. That's how we explain it. Oh, but now the question is, so we said last time, we said if somebody mixed it up and they made it, and they said first the bracha on the orange, and made first the bracha on the apple. So we said, but the evidence would be good, as long as one had in mind also the figs or olives or whatever else it is, if they made the eitz on the apple or orange, which is not from the Shiva Saminim, but the evidence would still be good as long as they had it in mind. So just real quickly to read from the Mishnah Berurah, afilu ha'ish neim lefanu b'shas bracha, even if they're all in front of you at the time you made the bracha, right? If they're not in front of you, okay, so nishkafelech, you could go ahead and eat it afterwards, the other items, right? Then you don't have to make, if we said last time, if the things are not in front of you, you don't bedafka have to make, go to the fridge and pull out the fig, right? And I'll pull out the fig first, I'll pull out the pomegranate first, make the bracha on that. If they're not in front of you, so fine. So then you could go ahead and make the bracha on the apple. Eat the apple, because on the eitz, you don't have to go to the fridge and start pulling out all the grapes and shivas aminim to make sure to have the eitz. So you eat the apple or the orange, whatever's in front of you. V'afilu ha'yish neim lefanu b'shas bracha. But now they're all in front of you at the time you made the bracha. It still would be problematic. Be'inan she'chavin lo'y b'feresh l'potre. You still have to have in mind, says the Mishbur and Sif Kotten Lamed Beis, you have to have in mind, even though they're in front of you. Meaning, when you make a shahakal, right? You make a shahakal on something and something else is in front of you, it'll automatically cover the other item, even though you did not have it in mind. That's the halacha. If I make a mezonos on something and something else of mezonos is in front of me that I did not have in mind, it'll automatically cover that other item in front of me. But over here, it becomes more problematic because it's on a higher level. If I make a bracha on the apple and the pomegranate, which is on a higher level, is in front of me, you have to have it in mind. Bedafka says the Mishnah Berurah, be'inu chei chavin loy beferish lepatre. way. You have to have it in mind that einay bedin sheyivta mi sheini chashiv as a chashiv din gerera ela bechavana. When we deal with when it schleps, the bracha schleps on from one, not schleps, I shouldn't say the word schleps, when the bracha goes automatically, the connection from the bracha you make onto the item in front of you, which is all the same bracha, shahakal onto shahakal, mazonas onto mazonas, and it's in front of you, that's good with everything else. But when the other item sitting on the table in front of you is on a higher level, like in our case, I make the bracha on the apple, and in front of me is a pomegranate, or in front of me is a date, it doesn't automatically go, does not automatically go on unless I had it in mind, because the halachas of gerara, meaning the connection from one to the other, is only when it's on a lower level. When it's on a higher level, you have to have it in mind. Okay, we'll talk about more upcoming shiurim in this all-important subject. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.